Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
98.5 KRZ. Hello, it's Lissa and Justin talking about pet peeves.
There's a couple that really drive me insane. One, obviously, is the people who reply all when their message is for one person. Like, we get those a lot here. Hey, everybody, congratulate somebody on their new promotion, or, you know, it's so-and-so's birthday. And they remind everybody, which is great. But then people start hitting reply all, and I get like 10 messages saying congratulations to somebody who, it's not me.
In email, I think it's different because I do like people seeing that I'm congratulating that person who is a coworker.
Why?
But in text, I think it's different when they say like, happy Thanksgiving, and they send it to 50 people, and all of a sudden 50 people have
yes.
their phone number.
And it's the same thing. You have a text message with 48 numbers that don't have any names on it. It's like, wait, I don't even know these people. Now I'm going to hear every reply. There's one group chat that I'm in. Every other one I've left. And if you invite me to a group chat, I've only have one. It's with my brothers. That's the other one.
I will excuse my relatives that are a bit older because I don't think they realize what they're doing.
Yeah, reply
all. They don't realize that it's inconveniencing everyone who's busy.
Yeah.
And so I'll give them a pass on that. I don't know.
And another one is people who whistle when they do things. Like, you're just randomly walking around just whistling. Like, there's nobody on earth who can whistle good enough that somebody's going to turn around and be like, wow, that sounds great.
Well, they're not hoping for a reaction. They're just happy.
Is it? I don't know. Maybe because of my ear problems, but that sound just like resonates in my ear and just starts to like shake my head. It's like, why are you whistling?
You're happy. Even it's like people that hum or people that dance or people that sing along to the radio. They're happy.
Hey, you can sing along all you want. It's whistling. I don't know. Some of that whistling sound.
Good to know.
On Facebook, there are a ton. And I think you and Kat have the same one. You want to tell us what yours is?
The grocery store carts. I get annoyed when people don't return them. But. If you have little kids and you don't want to leave them alone in the car, I get it. If you can't return it to the cart corral, I get it. But if you're an able-bodied person such as myself, take the cart back. Just put it in there, because if some teenage kid is coming out in a blizzard collecting all these carts, put them in the same place. But again, if you have kids or if you're like an elderly person that you just don't have it in you to return it, cool. But if you're pushing it around, no problem. Push it around, no problem, in the corral.
I agree with that.
Talking about pet peeves. And you read one off Facebook, off air just now, that really resonated with me, from Kayla.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it was that big of a deal. She said, I have a really odd one, but I cannot stand when cars don't pull up to the white line at red lights. And I was like, why would that bother anybody, really?
I get what she's saying. When people don't stop on that white line, you do need to stop on it or before it. Because in Northeast PA, it's like coal mining territory. Our streets are very thin sometimes. Okay. And when semis come around the corner, they have to go in front of you. So you have to be courteous of their space. If you go in front of it, you're not allowing them to pass. So you jam everybody up and you make the semi driver seem like they don't know what they're doing, but they do know what they're doing. You didn't know what you were doing. And I had to warn my parents of this when they first visited from Michigan. I said, when you see that white line, Daddy, you got to stop on it or before it, because semi trucks will come in front of you turning into the lane that's next to you. So stop on it or before it. That is really important in this area. Huh. So I get what she's saying.
98.5 KRZ.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.